Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Hold this up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Danielle, and thank you for such a warm and gentle welcome. Thank you for all of those who are tuning in this morning. As we speak, by the way, concerning our relationship with Jesus Christ, this morning we're going to talk about resilience. And Habakkuk chapter 3 helps us to understand, give us a little example of what it means to have resilience or to be resilient. Resilience is an adaptive response to challenge, the process of passive for or outcome of successful adaptation despite challenging or threatening circumstances. It is a process that forces us to adjust to challenging events or situations to remain in the ministry or in our marriages or in any pursuit in life that we may be endeavoring. The concept of resilience has its origin in the study of children who seem to develop normally or even thrive in environments that pose significant social risk. Resilience carries the sense of recovering from adversity, illness, abuse, or setback, and indicates a measure of health. Resilience encompasses elasticities, the ability to maintain one level of functioning in the face of challenges, and buoyancy, the ability to recover or bounce back even after disruptions to functioning. When we look at some examples of it, I'm reminded in Acts chapter 14, verse 19, wherein Paul had been preaching the gospel in Iconium, and after there came thither to certain Jews to Antioch in Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, threw him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And I used to often wonder, they standing there watching him get up, he had a bounce back, he had resilience. But the book of Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk, no doubt, when he was faced with this concept of resilience, the Bible says in Habakkuk 3:16, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh unto his people, he will invade them with his truth. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall not yield meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will in the God of my salvation. I will joy in the God of my salvation. We find that Habakkuk is saying that when he had seen, when he had heard, when he experienced, we go through a lot of things in life. We may not personally experience some things, but we have seen some things. But we can say we experienced what we've seen. But not only have we not personally experienced some things, we have heard some things of what others have gone through, and they come out fine on the other side, or we have seen through television or in the life of others who just seem to whip cancer and chronic illnesses over and over and over again. We've known folks have been pronounced dead 5 and 6 times. They've had dozens of operations, and they're still getting up, bouncing back, living life to the fullest. And we just wonder how they're able to do it. Their body has resilience. Sometimes it's due to their faith in God, and sometimes it's that their body is just equipped to bounce back from hardships and hard times. Maybe you may not experience physical hardships, but maybe financial. So we need to have a resilience when it comes to our finances. We lost our job when we just closed on a new house, and we lost our income. How are we going to make it? We've known many of believers and non-believers who are doing just fine. That's resilience. We find that in this passage, there's two things that comes out in these passages. One is fear, and the other is famine. And sometimes there's a fear of famine, and sometimes there's a fear of being afraid or losing. You know, one of my greatest fears years and years ago was a fear of dying. I used to have traumatic dreams and nightmares about breathing my last breath and was it my time to go, and trying to visualize what it's like to be on the other side, and is it really what the Bible says it's going to be, or we just dead all over. And that challenged me for many years as a preacher. And it was a moment in my life that I finally come to grips that you are human and one day you're going to breathe your last breath. So live your life for God to the fullest. So when that time does come, there will be no need. You know, we find in the Hebrew writer talks about the greatest challenge to the Christian faith is the fear of death. And many don't live out their lives fully because they are afraid to die. We're not talking about being ready to die in the sense of, hey, come get me right now, Lord, but being prepared and really understanding that one day is going to be your last day on this time side of life. And so when we look at Habakkuk said, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh unto the people, he will evade them. God will avenge those who give us hardships and hard times, but we have to hold on and hold out until that time comes. We get to the point that we don't have the capacity to do the things we once did. When we reach old age and we have to go on Social Security, and we've been working a full-time job, a job and a half, sometimes two jobs, and we were barely getting by with a job and a half or two jobs. How should I make it now on the retirement check, which is only 60 to 70% of what I was getting when I was working, or I only have to rely upon Social Security? How am I going to make it? How am I going to pay these bills and live a comfortable life or basic life I was living before I retired? How can I make it? Those panic fears have come upon us. But the idea of resilience as the one who has faith in God is what we're talking about on this morning. We have got to learn to have resilience, seek resilience, think about resilience. I've been through this before. I crossed this river before. I'll go this way again. I'll come back again. You know, President Richard M. Nixon, the issues he had in his life, he would always say, well, at least one thing he did say that I've taken to heart through a quotation I read of his, is that a man is not finished when he loses. He's finished when he quits. And that's different from someone outperforming you than when you just quit. No doubt it had reference to an athletic game. You just quit. You give up. You don't strive until you reach the finish line. In 1925, there's a young guy who was running the New York Marathon, a 25-mile run. And he had got about a quarter mile from the finish line and began to grasp the air. And he got half of a quarter and got less than half of a quarter. He was about 500 yards from the finish line. And then he got about 200 yards from the finish line, and he collapsed. And he got up. He went another 50 yards, and he collapsed again. Got up, went another 25 yards, and collapsed again. He went another 10 yards and collapsed again. And he collapsed again, and then he got another 5 yards. And right before the finish line, there were those who had caught up with him. And the camera shows where he stretched himself across the finish line. And you could see his lips mouthing these words, I can finish. I can finish. I can finish. And he did finish, and he won. But he paid a very awful high price, but he won. He didn't quit. His resilience allowed him to get up when he fell, got up, and he stretched, and he reached, and he strived, and he got across the finish line. That's what we want to talk about this morning by way of encouragement. It seems like the darkest nights are before us, the darkest, most cloudy days, the eternal rainfalls are simply pouring down our lives. We've got to have resilience in our heart and our mind to get up. Don't stop. Don't quit. Move forward through the night. So today's lesson, I want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't give in. Practice spiritual resilience, because God is, like Habakkuk said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, despite all the things that come upon me, whether it be fear or whether it be famine. I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all that you are, for all that you should ever be. We just pray mightily in your Son's name right now that you allow those who believe in you, who love you and trust in you, to don't give way to fear, or famine, hardship, things seem like we're losing. Allow us to have the heart to be determined to cross the finish line. Paul said, I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. Let that so be with each of us as we continue to live for you. And let us encourage others to do likewise. This will be our prayer on this day. In the Son of Christ's name we do pray. Amen.